Yes, let us know. Michti, mikabolo v'yelach mitzvas kuna. So far we didn't answer our question though. Like, how do we know that hefshit v'nituach heisen posik vov? How do we know that does not need a kohen? That's kosher even bazaar. Now I'll tell you like this. The Mishnah says michti. Let's see. Mikabolo v'yelach mitzvas kuna. That's the drush. We just got finished breaking the drush from posik. Hey, that's mikrivu b'nei Aaron akranim. That once you make the kabbalah sadam, from then on you need a kohen. A kohen has to do the kabbalah, has to do the alocha, has to do the zrika. From then on we need a kohen. Avazoi v'noas nu b'nei Aaron lomeli. What do I have to have posik zayin to say that b'nei Aaron a kohen has to put the eish al mizbeach? Pshiti need a kohen. Like the churitz after the kabbalah sadam, and anything after the kabbalah sadam needs a kohen. So why does Pesach Zion have to say again, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akreinim, eis al ha-mizbeach? What do I need this chiddush for? For the Gemara, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron, normally, is the chura chiddush, lemutei hefshit v'nituach, to tell us the what, the davka, to put the eish on the mizbeach, do we need a kayin? Mashenka, in the Pesach before that, Pesach Vav, of v'hifshit, es oil of nitach oisel in socher, does not need a kayin. So that's the drasha. That once we know that from Kabbal V'yelach, we need a kayin, so pshit and posik zayin, we need a kayin to put the eish al mizbeach. That's after the Kabbalah. Why does the Torah say a kayin? To teach us that only by nesinas eish to need a kayin. Mashenka in posik vav, the hefshet, the skinning the animal, and slicing it, does not need a kayin. So that's the drasha. That's what Chizki meant to say. That's Chizki's drasha, that's what our Mishnah means to say, that the slicing and the skinning of the animal does not need a kayin. Said the Gemara, no. V'yakati Yitzruch. No, I still need the Pesach. You can't make that drasha from Pesach Zion. That the Pesach Zion says, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akorin eishon mizbeach, is not like extra for a drasha. I need it l'gufe. Well, V'yakati Yitzruch. I need that Pesach for itself. Why? Salka da'itucha min, because I would have thought, if the Pesach wouldn't have said a Pesach Zion, V'nei Aaron akorin, I would have thought, Kivon d'lav avoyde d'miyak v'kaporu. This is not called a part of the avoida of the actual korban, the nesinas hadama on the mizbeach, which is a kaporo. This is just putting fire on the mizbeach. That's not part of the kaporo of the korban. So I would have thought, since it's not maki of the kaporo, it's not part of the zrika sadam, leiti boy kuna. I would have thought you don't need a kain. True, the pasuk before says in pasuk hevik rivu from the kabbalah sadam you need a kain, but when do you need a kain? For the Kabbalah Saddam and for the Zrika Saddam, because that's the Kapara of the Korban. But maybe once you made the Zrika Saddam, you have your Kapara from the Korban, maybe now you don't need a crane anymore. So I would have thought maybe to put the fire on Gabi HaMizbeach, you don't need a crane. So that's why I need Pesach Zayin to teach me know that even putting the Eish al HaMizbeach, which is not part of the Kapara, still you should know, V'nei Aaron HaKohen, Eish al HaMizbeach, you need a crane to do it. But maybe who adin the hefshet and the nituach? Maybe you also need a kohen. You can't say it's a deek anymore. Why does Pesach Zayin say we need a kohen pshita? No, it's not pshita. Since this is not makiv kapora, maybe that's why I need a kohen. And once the Torah says here I need a kohen, maybe who adin the hefshet and the nituach also need a kohen. Maybe even though that's also not part of the likuva for the kapora, like the kapora comes just from the zrikat adam. But once I have Pesach Zayin to tell me you need a kohen for the eish al mizbeach. Maybe who adin for hefshet and nituach also need a kohen. So I don't know to tell me that skinning and slicing does need a kohen. Yekivin lav avoyde makom kapori loti boy kuna kamashlon the boy kuna. Maybe that's what the Torah says this lashon of v'nosnu b'nei Aaron akohen to teach me that even though putting the fire on the mizbeach is not makiv the kapora, still I need a kohen. But if so, I do not know that slicing and skinning doesn't need. Maybe it also needs it. Rashid Leimak for Kapora. Tein Kapora El Badam. Because the Kapora from a korban always comes with the Zrika Saddam. So we're back to the Kasha. How do we know that a Zar is allowed to skin the animal and slice the animal? How do we know that? I tell you from this, from Pasuk Ches. I tell you from Pasuk Ches we'll know it. Elamehocha. In Pasuk Ches it says, V'orko b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-nesochim. That the Bnei Aaron Akoyin has to set the pieces of meat as a roish vi as a poder. The pasuk says, Al ha'etzim, they put it on top of the wood, asher al ha'esh, asher al ha'mizbeach. So the kitzur says clearly here, we need a koyin to put the pieces of the meat on top of the mizbeach, on top of the esh. Yeah. So for the Mo'akasha, normally, what did the pasuk have to say again, you need a koyin? She did need a kain to put in the sochin the piece of meat aloish. Hey, so the more lomeli, have the gemara lechura lemute hefshet v'netuach. This is extra. Because why is it extra? Because even though this is not part of the kapara, but I know that already from Pasuk Zayin. Hey, once Pasuk Zayin says, to put the esh ala mizbeach, I need a kayin, and v'orku eitzim aleish, to put the wood on the fire. You need a kayin, zechur pshita, you need a kayin, to put the nesachim aleish, right? So, b'zoi, what does Pasuk Ches have to say again, v'orku b'nayaron akayinim? What do we have to say again? Use a kayin. Elamai tzachidish, that when do we need a kayin only for this avodah of carrying the pieces of meat and putting it on top of the fire? V'enachnami in Pasuk Vav of to make the skin the animal and to slice it into pieces, for that we do not need a kayin. So that's the pshat here. Lomeli is lamut hefshev nituach. The teacher, the hefshev nituach, does not need a kayin. Rashi, elamihocho, v'orku b'nayaron akayinim. Hare lamadnu mekabolo shein tzarakuna. Change the gears here. Alright. Right, let's skip Rashi. To change the gears in Rashi. Right, limitation to it. For the more V'aim, no, we still have a cash for the Gemara. V'aim lamute sidor shnei gziriyetzim. True. This post the ches is extra. Post the ches is extra, it says, V'arku b'nayaron akrenim. It says extra that a kayin should put the pieces of meat on the fire. That's extra. His madach would need a kayin to put the eish ala mizbeach. Pshit would need a kayin to put the pieces of meat on the mizbeach. So it's a diyuk that he need a kohen and not someplace else. So we want to say that what? That skinning and slicing does need a kohen. For the Gemara, maybe no. Maybe the meat is that lamute sidish negizriyetzim. Maybe putting the two pieces of wood on the mizbeach, that does not need a kohen. So Gemara says no. Mistavra divcha de kavosim amayit. We're talking about the korban itself. It's mistavra with amayit in the korban. Hesir Posachet says that you need kahanim to put the pieces of the meat on the mizbeach, on the yesh. So as Mustafa said as a diyuk, that some other part of the korban does not need a kohen. So hefshit, skinning the animal and slicing it, that has to do with the korban itself. So as more Mustafa to say, another part of the korban itself does not need a kohen. Mashenka, to make a diyuk, that you do not need a kohen for the eitzim, that doesn't have to do with the korban itself. So it's not Mustafa to mamayit eitzim, would rather be mamayit that hefshit finituach does not need a kohen. Fred Gemara, no, Adarabba, just the opposite way I'll tell you, Sidur de Kavosim Amayit. With what are we talking about now, Postaches? It's talking about putting the Nesachim al Ha'esh, like being the Sadi, you're putting something on top of the fire. So we're saying this needs a Kayin to put the pieces of meat on top of the fire. But maybe it's a good deed, though. But when you want to put the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, when you want to put the two pieces of wood on top of it, maybe that Yitaka don't need a Kayin. Yeah? So maybe that's a good deed. What are you telling me now? It's more Mistarbat of Amayit. The Hefshit and Nituach. Because it's talking about the korban itself, but fakeret. Let's be mamayit shnei gziriyetzim, because it's talking about the siddur. We're talking about putting something on top of the fire, so it's very good. We need kahanim to put the pieces of meat on top of the fire. But when you want to put the wood on top of the fire, maybe for that you don't need kahanim. So how do we know to say the chizki is in? That you, the azar could do the hefshit and the nituach? Maybe no. Maybe to skin the animal you need a kohen. Ah, you have a diik plus the ches is extra. That's to teach us that you don't need a kohen to put the shnei gziriyetzim ala mizbeach. But how do we know that nituach does need a kohen? So what says Poshim? That you can't say that shnei gziriyetzim should not need kohanim. The Yom Amar, the Pasuk says clearly, it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel here, says, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohl ha-mizbeach. Says Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hikriv ha-kerev ha-kohen yuchas ha-moyim, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohl, V'hiktira mizbeach. That the kohen has to bring everything to the mizbeach. So we dash in. Zu ha-lochas e-vorim le-kevish. That you need a kohen to carry the pieces of meat to the kevish. Yeah, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The end, in the middle of Yud Gimel. Zu ha-lochas e-vorim le-kevish. So ha-lochas d'diyak. Ha-lochas e-vorim le-kevish. Hu de-boy-kuna. Ma-shenkin ha-lochas e-tzim lo-boy-kuna. That carrying the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, for that you need a kohen. Ma-shenkin to carry the wood to the mizbeach, for that you do not need a kohen. Abahosidur shnei gziriyetzim, boy kuna. Mashenkin, putting the actual wood on top of the mizbeach, on top of the marachon, that for sure does need a kohen. That's the diakir. That only carrying it, that we say only the piece of meat, and not the wood. Carrying the wood to the mizbeach does need a kohen. But putting the gziriyetzim on top of the mizbeach, that does need a kohen. So if that does need a kohen, what's on the pasuk here in pasuk ches?
that says v'yokub in the Aaron HaKoyim, you need a Koyim to put in the Sochim atop the Eish, that's a diyuk, that over here you need a Koyim. Mashenka, to slice and to skin the animal, you don't need a Koyim. That's the maskon of the Chura. Yashnir v'al boy yetzim. Ha siddish negaz yetzim, boy yikuna. For the more now, v'yokul lomuli. What do I have to work? This part of the Graya. What do I need to post the ches for? V'yokul b'nayar v'nakoyinim. Like, what do I have to say a chiddush here I need karnim for? Is lamut tehefshiv v'nituach. The teacher said only to put the piece of meat on the eish. Do you need a koyin? Mashenka, to skin the animal and to slice it, you don't need a koyin. For the Gemara v'yema hochinam ilgufa. Maybe post the ches also need the gufa. Hey, the pasuk says v'yokul b'nayar v'nakoyinim as eisan esochim as a roish. That Aleish, maybe needs a gufa to tell me to put the meat on the fire. You need a kain. His how do you know to say it's extra? Maybe I need this gufa, maybe I need this for itself, mamish. Yeah. So my says the shrei akash the shalki gerusis or not. The Gerusa Taka says not to be gerusis, because the chura not to be gerusis is because what do you mean the gufa? Like the chura we know this from Pasuk Zion once. You don't need the goofy anymore. Because once the Pasuk Zion already said you need a coin, so Pasuk Ches also needs a coin. That's the Gemara's, so what's the Gemara's kashya of Yem Hakonam the goofy? Now, this is the Gemara's kashya though. Maybe the Pasuk V'yoko is not extra. Maybe we needed the goofy to tell you need a coin. So the Gemara says, Ella, I'll tell you like this. Ella v'hikter, so it's a shallow what the Gemara's question is here. Right. Ella, the Gemara says, v'hikter akoin es akoil l'mayosa. Now we're making the drasha from the carrot. What does the Pasuk have to say again in Yud Gimel here? The Hikir, HaKoyin Es HaKoylam Es Beichom, what do we need it for? Is Lamutei Hefshiv V'Nituach. The teacher is what? That Hefshiv V'Nituach does not need a Koyin. Yeah. Period. Now the Gemara says, The Hikir of HaKoyin Es HaKoylam Es Beichom. What are we dashing from this? Zuhe Leches Evorim LeKevish. That means carrying the pieces of meat up to the Kevish needs Kanim. So we dashing Her Leches Evorim LeKevish Hu Deboy Kuna. Carrying the pieces of meat up to the Mizbeach of the Kevesh, that needs kuna. Mashenkin, Alokas, Eitzin, Loi Boy Kuna. Mashenkin, carrying the wood to the Mizbeach, that does not need kuna, does not need a coin. Azaka carrying the Shnei Gezir Eitzin up until the Mizbeach. Mashenkin, Hosidu, Shnei Gezir Eitzin, but when you want to put down these two pieces of meat on top of the fire, on top of the Marocha, I'll tell you that, Boy Kuna. Vinos no Lagufe. And Vinos now goes Lagufe. And Echnami, v'nosnu b'nayar v'nakoyin eish al mizbeach, that goes l'gufei. To tell me we need a koyin to put the eish al mizbeach. Now the Pasuk says, v'orku we say shnayim. Orku is loshen rabim, you need two kahanim. B'nei Aaron, to dig this Pasuk and Pasuk Ches, we're dashing this Pasuk now. V'orku means two. B'nei Aaron's also mashmi two. And our kahanim al loshen rabim means two. So the mashmi needs six kahanim. Is l'madnu l'tler shetoyin shisha. This is like an asmach to tell us that for a tle, when you bring a young kevesh, you need six kanim. Like we said, the korban atomid needs six kanim to take care of it. Five to carry the pieces of meat, and one to carry the kerbayim. So that's this dig from this pasuk. You need six kanim to carry a tle. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Nuna, Kashel Rav Leza, Haide Ben Bokot Siv. This pasha is talking about a Ben Bokot we're starting off now. We're saying now, in Pasuk Gimel says, Imoylu Kabona Min HaBokot. Zocha Tom Yakivenu. Hey, this passion of Yikra Aleph is talking about a Ben Boker. Now, Ben Boker, the Mishnah before said, you need 24 Kanim. So how could you tell me a Deek on Pasuk Ches that's talking about the passion of a Ben Boker, all you need is only 6 Kanim? It doesn't stim. We just got finished saying the Mishnah that by a par, you need 24 Kanim. And this is a Pasuk talking about the passion of a Ben Boker. You have a Ben Boker, Ksid. O Ben HaBoker, Eskrim V'Yarbo, boy, you need 24. The Teretz is Benichalei. No, he answered like this. The Pasuk says, Alo Eitzim, Asher Aleish, Asher Alo Mizbeach. Yes, the says, at the end of Pasuk Ches, it says, Alo Eitzim, Asher Aleish, Asher Alo Mizbeach. It says, Benichalei. No, the end of this Pasuk says, Heis Alo Eitzim, Asher Aleish, Asher Alo Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Ezeu Dover, what type of the korban, what needs all these things? Ezeu Dover, Shinema Boy, Eitzim, Eishu Mizbeach. What needs Eitzim Eishim Mizbeach? Have Yoimer, and this we say Tle. This goes on the Tle. Rashi of Yoimer is Tle. Tomet Shoshacher, the Tomet Shoshacher, his Kichu Akosiv Boy. The Marech is Eitzim Chadosha, the whole Boyker. You have to have a new marochav, new wood every morning. Therefore, this pasuk v'keret is mashma. We are talking about a tler, a tatamit shel shachar. Is even though it's in the middle of the parsha of Ben Bokar, but now we have an asmachta for this drasha also. That v'yakub ne'aron kahanim. There's a time when we need two kahanim. That's going on korban atamid, which is ala etzim asher aleish asher ala mizbeach.
Yeah. Good.
Right. Omer Rabasi, Omer Rab Yechanan. Zar she sidya samarocha chayiv. A zar that sets up the marocha, sets up the wood on top of the marocha, shno is chayiv misa, Rashi says. It's also called an avoida, that a zar does is chayiv misa. The Gemara kates to the waisa.
No, it's kates to the waisa. If the zar made the marocha, so we say it's possible, how do we fix it up? So Gemara says, perkor, let him take it down. V'chayzer v'soidra, then he'll put it back up again. For the Gemara, hama hanile, why does it help us? If the same zar that took it off puts it back on again, it's still possible. Ella, the Moran says, Perko zar, v'soidra koyin. The zar taika breaks it, takes it down again, but now we let a koyin, that's kosher, to make the siddha marocha, now it's kosher.
Fred Gemara, my hanile, if that's called siddha marocha, like what are you gaining? Just throwing it down and putting it back up again, so what do you gain? Why is that called siddha marocha? Ella means like this, Perko zar, v'soidra koyin. Yelamai, the coin, the zar knocks it down, and the coin has to come and sets it up again. Maskula Rab Zera.
So Rab Zera asks the kasha now. V'chiyesh l'cho avoido shekshera balaylo upsula bizar. Is it possible to tell me you have an avoido that you could do at night time? And we want to say now, the siddim aroch is kosher to do at night time. And still you're saying it's psula bizarre, a zar is possible to do it. So the Ritva speaks out that that's pshita, a zar is possible to do it. That the Torah says you need a kain. But the shalom is a yechayiv misa. His davim in Riz, it's not called such a choshev avoidam for a zar to be chayiv misa. A zar is only chayiv misa if he doesn't avoidam, that's done by daytime. B'yoyim. But here the avoidah of siddim aroch that could be done at nighttime, that was the kasher. Where do we find if a zar does it is chayiv misa? So the Gemara answers, "V'loy, is it not that way? For Eivorim Updorim, that Seif are Eivorim Updorim. As we know, the Lochridge, you could burn the pieces of meat, the Haktorah of the Karbonis, could be done at night time. And still, we had before that that's one of the Dalar Avoidus that Azar is Chayiv Misa for. To see if Azar does the Avoid of burning the meats at night, he's Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, Seif Avoided Yimomhi. This that the Eivorim Updorim is not called like an Avoid at Lila, even though you do it at night. But it's called the end of the Avodah Sayyim. And since the Shechita and the Zrik of the Korban was done by Yoim, now burning the Emurim is considered the end of the Avodah Sayyim. That's why Chazar does it is Chayiv Misa. Ma'ashen came here, the Siddim Arocha, which is first in Avodah Balayla, why should it be that the Zar is Chayiv Misa? So Moses says, I'll bring another Raya. For a Truma Sadeshin, that Truma Sadeshin we had before according to Levi, if the Zar does the Truma Sadeshin, it's Chayiv Misa. Even though the Truma Sadeshin could be done throughout the night time. So the Gemara answers, no, Avoidah Yomomhi. The Truma Sadeshin is also considered an Avoidah of Yom, of daytime. The Yom Rabasi said like this, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, we had before, Kiddush Yodov L'Truma Sadeshin. If a Koyin that made the Truma Sadeshin early, before Alos HaShachar, at the end of the night, and he washed his hands, he made a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, L'Shein the Truma Sadeshin, is Alocha L'Mochor, later, even if it comes after Erlas HaShachar, is Ein Sarach L'Kaddish. He doesn't have to be Mekaddish his hands a second time. Why? Shekva Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah. He already made his Kiddush at the beginning of the Avodah. So you see clearly, Truma Sadeshin is considered like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. This is like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. Therefore, if Zara does the Truma Sadeshin, that's why, according to Levi, his Yechayiv Misa. Ma'ashen can hear the Siddim Aroch, which is only in Avodah Salayla, and not the beginning of the Yoim, that was the Kasha, why should it be that it's Chayiv Misa? So Gemara says, V'yela Kasha. So Gemara says, V'yela Kasha, Staka Kasha. So why Staka is a Chayiv Misa, if Azar does this Avodah Balayla of the Siddim Aroch? So Gemara answers, Ela Kiyit Mahochi. If you learn this the way we learned, that Ela Kiyit Mahochi Yitma, that Omer Rabasi, Omer Rab Yechanan, Zah she sido shnei gziri etzim is chayiv. Hoyil va'avoides yoimi, enechnami. Sam the siddim marocha, the set the marocha up, that's the bottom part of the small piece of wood you put on the marocha. That's like a zar is potter from misa.
does this avoid of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, which is done baboiker in the morning, which is an avoid of Sayyim, then a Zahar is Chayiv Misa. The more mask of Lo Rovo, Elomiyato Tiboyi Pius. If that's true, you should have to have a Pius for the Siddur Shnei Gzir Yetzim. Since it's called an avoid of Sayyim, why wasn't that mentioned in one of the Pius before? So more into Zayin Achnami it was, Ishtar Mitzvah, you forgot. Hod the Tanya that we learned before. That Misha Zocha Betruma Sadeshin, the Kohen that was Zoich in the Pius to get the Truma Sadeshin, is Zocha Besidim Arocho, who Besidim Shnei Gziratzim, and if not me, that Kohen was Zoich to do the Avoid of Sidim Arocho, and also the Shnei Gziratzim. So it's included in that Pius that the Kohen that got the Truma Sadeshin also received the Shnei Gziratzim. Then Echnami, it's called an Avoid of Sayyim, and an Avoid of Sayyim that was only done through a Pius. So Gemara says from this deed that yes, the kasha lememro, it comes out that you want to tell us that the avoid this yoyin boy piyus, and avoid you do throughout the daytime, for that you have to have a piyus. You have to choose which kind you do it. But avoid this lila le boy piyus, but an avoid you do at nighttime, that does not need a piyus. But that was your kasha, like only beyoyin you need a piyus, that's why you have to kasha. But mashu before that it was done, but lila you didn't have to kasha, you should have to have a piyus. For the Gemara again, for a evorim upadorim, that Saif avoided the Avorim Abdorim, which is an avoid of Balailo, and still we had before, we need a pious for that. So Gemara says, Saif avoided Yumamhi. No, that's called the burning of the fats, or the Imurim is considered at the end of the avoid of Sayyim. That's why there was a pious to choose which kind should be Zecha to burn the Avorim and the Abdorim. For the Mova, right, Trumas Adeshin, Trumas Adeshin, what do we have to have a pious? The Huri could do it at night time. So Huri, you see, even at night time also there could be a piece. So Marian says, Mishramaisa Shahoyu. The way we had it before, that since one kind fell off the kevish and broke his leg, the Rabbanu will masaka to make a piece. And really the Ritzvah speaks out, that really the Gemara could answer, like we learned before, that the Truma Sadeshin, that's the Tchilas Avoidu the Yimamhu. It's not called an Avoidu Balailo, but it's called an Avoidu Biyayim. So the Gemara answers better though. That even if you want to tell me it's called an avoided Delilah, law, still it needs a pious because of the mice what happened before that one kohen broke his leg. So Gemara says now lememer you want to tell me that the avoides yoim v'shezar chayvele misa boy pious. So we're coming out now for which avoides do you have to have a pious to choose? If it's an avoides hayoim and if a zar does it is chayv misa. Ma'ashenken ein zar chayvele misa loy boy pious. But mashma for these kashes. If a Zar would do the Avoyde B'yoyim, he would not be Chayiv Misa, he would not have to have a piece. For the more of a Rai Shechita, Kashris than Shechita, we had the Mishnah before, they made a piece, which kind should be Zeicha to do the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid. And Shechita, what we know, is Kosher B'Zar, Zar is not Chayiv Misa, so therefore what do you have to have a piece for the Shechita? There's no Chayiv Misa if a Zar does it. So the Moran says, Shani Shechita, Tetchilas Avoydehi. Shechita is different. Even though Shechita is not an Avoyde that needs a Kayin, but it's the beginning of the Dalar Avoides of the Korban. There's the Shechita, there's the Kabbalah, there's the Halacha, there's the Zurika. And the true, the Ika Kapor is at the end of Shasta Zurika. But I call upon him, this is the beginning of the Avoides of the Korban. Therefore, since the other Avoides need a Pius, who are them will need a Pius for the Shechita also? Where it says now, Oma Mazutra, Vitaim Ravashi, Vuanan Leitanan Hochi. We did not learn like this. Alright, we'll stop over here.